Kelly Show.
Back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, and you can go to katedalyradio.com, KateDaLley.com, and I urge you to do so you can get the podcast and share them. And, of course, there'll be a podcast of this hour, of this episode as well, like there always is. And I'm so happy about that because we're taking a segue from politics for a moment to talk about science, and science affects us all, and I like to get the truth about science. And that's why I go to Dean Sessions over at Universal Model. Russ Barlow is also on with us, and I'll tell you something. There's so much to be learned here. You can go to universalmodel.com. You can order, and when you if you put in the word, the two words as one word, summary audio, like summarizing, summary audio, you can get a free 3-hour audio. And I encourage you to do that because he's just got fantastic stuff that we're never going to be able to cover. I mean, even a small portion of it on the air today. We were just talking about volcanoes and you can take us from here. I just sit and I'm just fascinated. So I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say.
This is real exciting. I'm going to let Russ explain a little bit more about this.
Okay.
And I just want to mention also that summary audio code is when you go into our webpage and go to the store and look for the summary audio. There's a summary book, but it's one that has little headphones on it. And that's the one you want to click on, just like you're going to buy it and put that promo code in and you'll get it for free.
Summary audio.
We also have 15% off right now on our school because it's back to school time.
Nice.
That people can get off in there. So go ahead, Russ.
Perfect.
So, Kate, I wanted to finish up on this. How the volcano things. So we know that friction is causing these volcanoes along plate lines, but there's also another phenomenon that we only know recently because of GPS technology, and that is that the Earth's surface goes up and down every day, twice a day, approximately 8 to 12 inches. Mm-hmm. And that's caused just because the moon pulls the crust of the Earth just like it pulls the tides of the ocean. It's causing an earth tide. So that up and down movement is creating frictional heat in the earth's crust.
You can Google that, actually, earth tide, if some of your listeners want to.
Right.
Perfect.
And here's an interesting article that just came out in just the last few days, and it's about Jupiter's moon Io. It's a little moon around Jupiter. It's the most geologically active moon in the entire solar system. Mm-hmm. There have been volcanoes active on that moon's surface since we first saw them almost 40 years ago. And this surface of this moon, it's kind of swings pretty close to Jupiter, and the gravitational pull of Jupiter causes the crust to go up and down 100 meters every day. That's the size of a football field that's going up and down, and it's creating so much frictional heat that it has all kinds of volcanoes. But NASA just came out recently in this article and said Io doesn't have a magma ocean like they thought it did. They realize that the friction on the crust is actually what's creating those volcanoes, just like the friction on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I want to turn some time over to Dean because I kind of want to get into the meteor crater, Arizona meteor crater, the famous crater.
Okay. Yeah, we want to talk about that too. But I was just going to say that the interesting thing about the crust, our crust going up and down this Earth tide, is that the reason that we even know about this is because of the GPS on the satellites. They can measure down to a millimeter where the crust is moving. Now, we know it moves horizontally, okay? That's where the plate boundaries and stuff are, but there's never been any evidence. Matter of fact, they sent a team up on top of Mount Everest and thinking that, oh, this mountain's every year going up, 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 you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the subduction and the rising of the mountains, though, they found out is not occurring. They took the GPS up there and put their unit on the top of the mountain. Every year they measured it and there was no measurable change.
Okay.
So the only way that the Earth's crust is moving up and down is through earthquake action. That's the vertical uplift. The horizontal, that's happening slowly. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is happening slowly over time. But anyway, so we wanted to talk real quick about the Arizona so-called meteor crater. This is one area that we have more information on in Universal Model Volume 1 than any other book you can read in the world. We've actually surveyed 100 craters in the western United States, all the way down from Arizona and the Mexico border to California, all the way up the coast and along Idaho and Utah and Arizona and California. All this area We went to all these different craters, and the scientists already know that these other craters are what we call steam explosion craters.
Mm-hmm.
So these are craters that when you take 1 gallon of liquid water and turn it into steam, it now goes to 1,700 gallons of steam. This is a tremendous pressure. And all these craters are on fault lines. And it turns out that the Arizona crater has two faults going directly through each other, making a cross in the middle of the crater.
Hmm.
These fault lines are where the heat came from. There's also, so let me go back in history a little bit here. So this was back in the early 1900s. Barringer was the individual who had bought this land, is still in a private trust right now. And he bought the land because he thought there was this meteor down inside and they get all this iron ore out of it, this chunk of iron that they were going to make all this money. So he got $600,000 in investors back in the early 1900s to go and drill down the middle of this crater thinking they're going to get this iron. And instead of hitting a rock of iron, guess what they hit?
What?
They hit white silica sand, pure sand and water.
What?
Okay, this is very important because this is what's underneath the crater is there's actually a diatreme under there. This is the unequivocal evidence that everyone has missed that proves this crater is a hydrocrater. A diatreme is a funnel-shaped crater that goes from the base of the crater all the way down to a pipe. And this pipe is where the water came up from.
Where'd you go? Uh-oh. No! We didn't lose him, did we? Oh, no. Dean, are you there? Okay, well, hopefully he will call right back. I'm hoping anyway. We could get him back on the line. Because isn't this fascinating? I'll tell you something. You know, to think that we have so many unanswered questions, that really should surprise people. I think people don't realize how much is guess and in the past, you know, when we were learning stuff, kind of like what they've been talking about, and that is the fact that a lot of this is or can be you know, guesses from the past that resulted in what we think of as facts today. And so I'm so glad Dean and Russ are here to really tell the tale. I love this. Thank you. Go right ahead.
So what we were doing, and sorry we got cut off there, we were talking about underneath this crater is this diatreme. And then on the diatreme, it was created by the water that was underneath the crater when it comes in contact with friction in a fault line. Matter of fact, the fault lines can have tens of thousands of degrees in there because of the millions of pounds of pressure and just 1 centimeter of movement.
Mm-hmm.
This creates melted lava that we can actually observe. We need to ask the question, how many people have ever observed magma inside the center of the Earth?
And the answer would be none.
That's
yeah,
right.
I was going to say.
So
any time
that we can ask a fundamental question like that and there isn't an answer, no one ever has observed something, then we need to question it. So that's what we did. We went back and questioned how all these craters got made. And this turned out to be the same for all the craters on the Earth. We only found one crater that we actually can say is an impact crater, and that's the
Wabar crater.
Yeah, the Wabar crater in Saudi Arabia, Africa. So what we're talking about here is that particular crater actually has glass on the inside of it. It was a sand dune, and they actually found meteorites in the crater. And so this crater actually, rocks did come from space and hit on the crater and created glass there. Now, the reason this is important is because in the laboratory, when they do high-speed tests, we have this all documented in the book. They actually found that the impactor did not only make a crater, but the entire inside of the crater turned to glass because the impactor actually vaporizes.
Hmm.
And so the idea that there would be no glass in the Arizona crater, that's right. No glass was ever found inside the Arizona crater. And all the other craters on the Earth, the same with the craters on the moon, almost all of those are hydrocraters. There's very few that are impact, but we talk about some of them in the book, but it's very, very rare.
So get back to the Arizona crater, this idea that the Arizona crater is, it's the most studied crater in the world. It's about a mile across, and this particular crater is where one researcher went in there and he teased out these little isotopes of lead and determined that they had deteriorated from radioactive uranium, and that's where the first date of the Earth being 4.5 billion years comes from, is the meteor crater
that Arizona.
That isn't a meteor crater.
Exactly. This is very important. So this uranium on uranium radiometric dating, they don't even use anymore, Kate, because it's so bogus.
Oh, okay? My gosh. I didn't know. I realized.
Even the all the other radiocarbon dating.
So they're seeing is radiocarbon is carbon, but there's other radiometric dating. Yeah. And why this is important is that our whole foundation of the Earth's 4.5 billion year old supposed age today is based on faulty information about the crater being formed from a meteorite instead of being a hydrocrater. And if that's the case, then everything that has to do with dating based on those kind of dating methods has to be questioned.
It has to be reevaluated. And that's what we've done in the book.
Wow.
First off, we go in, we have 19 different evidences, unequivocal evidences that anyone can read there and see that the crater is not an impact crater. These are really important because you only need maybe two or three or four. We have 19. I could have put 50 in, but I just put the best ones in.
Yeah, because people always wonder how did they come up with that dating thing? Because it seems like a very, very, billions of years. How would they even know that? So I'm glad that you're tackling that.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. So what happens is radioactive uranium decays. It has a half-life of 4.5 billion years old.
Mm-hmm.
And radioactive decay is supposed to decay into lead. So uranium becomes lead over 4.5 billion years old. That's kind of a simplified explanation. And so when they found these lead isotopes in the crater, they made the jump that this came from radioactive uranium from a meteorite. And that's how they determined that the Earth had to be older than that particular, those lead isotopes in there.
And it turns out the one difference between this crater and other craters is there is some iron rocks found on the outside of the crater.
When he says iron rocks, he means there's pieces that we would call meteorites.
Okay.
There's actually two kinds of iron, though. And so one of the early scientists determined that if this was a meteor crater, it had to be two meteorites that hit exactly at the same time in exactly the same place because the two metals are completely different. As if you got one metal from one part of the solar system and another from a completely different part, and somehow they came together and they hit exactly at the same place at the same time.
But one of the other evidences about these metals that you find around the crater that are not really meteorites, they did not come from space, is that when a large rock comes through the atmosphere, it only takes about 5 seconds for it to come through. It does not slow down. They're all traveling at least 10 kilometers per second or faster.
Wow.
And they've shown in the laboratory when these rocks actually hit, the rock itself doesn't just melt, it vaporizes. But guess how much melted rock is inside the crater? Zero. And guess how much of the meteorite melted is inside the crater? Zero.
Oh, wow.
So these rocks on the outside, I actually have one. I found one years ago, back when you could still collect some around the outside, and I took a torch to it. And when you melt the so-called meteorite that came from space, guess what it does?
What's that?
It melts into a completely different type of, it looks kind of like iron when you melt iron, okay?
Oh, okay.
It turns out to be about at 570 degrees, you're seeing the meteorites totally change.
We're going to come right back. More with Dean and Russ when we come back. Stay with us on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Well, we're sure excited to be here with you, Kate. And I think it would be good for us to just go in and explain a little bit more. We were talking about the Arizona so-called meteor crater, how it was really